One of the best parts of driving down up and back with Steve is when he gets in and out of the car, right? Because
it's an event.
I get 30-minute tutorial on how screwed up the IRS is on the way down here and then on the way home.
Yeah, just like is it like a 101, 102, 103?
No, it's literally just a one way, right? Okay. It's 101 to a graduate level course. Wow. And I just sit there nod and try to dodge people.
Anybody that knows you.
I turned your microphone
off. That's awesome.
I'm not done talking.
Yeah, he muted him.
Yeah, I just turned his mic. Nobody wants to hear what you have to say right now because I'm rolling. I'm on a roll. So I just nod my head and if there could be a commissioner of the IRS, President-elect Trump should call Stephen A. Leahy. Okay. He'd fix it in about 13 seconds.
Okay.
All right, Stephen, you're back.
I like the way you did that because that's exactly what I was going to say. You think that you could keep your mouth shut for 20 minutes while I talk? I don't think so. I don't think that's even possible.
No.
Okay, so you're not sitting there.
So tell us what the IRS is doing right now.
Hold on. But I have control over everybody.
I have 15 minutes. I mean,
I have control over
how am I going to fill that time? Because they don't do very much.
They don't do anything
right.
Got it. Okay.
Not very much.
You see it every single day. I see it every single day with the Michigas that goes on with lending rules. And that's why I can't wait until Sandra Thompson, who runs the Federal Housing Finance Authority, gets her pink slip on January 20th when President-elect Trump...
Danny Werfel, the commissioner from the IRS, same thing.
Okay.
He's going to be gone.
This individual, I'll tell you on my side, horrific for homeowners since April of 22 when she took the helm. It has been an absolute poop show with her running the things, and it's cost listeners billions of dollars in added payments over the past 2 years. Stephen A. Leahy.
So I say Danny Werfel from the commission, he's been terrible for business owners, right? They always talk about targeting the big guys. Oh, we're going after the billionaires. But what they don't tell you is that everybody in between there, they're getting caught up too. And one of the biggest things about the IRS, and everybody, we all heard about the $80 billion, and they're going to hire all these people. And that's true. They are hiring a bunch of people. But the real problem is with AI and their computers, their information technology system. They have upgraded that system to such a point that they are tracking everybody real time. And if you own a business, you're used to have maybe every April you'd have some, you have to do your tax returns, and you had some input with the IRS. Now the IRS is going to be all year round. You're going to get notices. You're going to get there because they're tracking everything you do. If you miss an estimated payment, if you don't send a 1099 that you're supposed to as a business owner, right? If you hire an independent contractor, you're supposed to send them a 1099 at the end of the year.
Oh, yeah.
And if you don't, you're going to pay a penalty, right? Or if you don't collect their Social Security. I have a guy now, he had 200, he sent out 200 1099s. And the guy that he hired to send them out only put the last four digits of the 1099 on the 1099, sent them to the IRS. He got a bill for $250,000 because if you don't have the Social Security number of that independent contractor, you're supposed to withhold. It's called backup withholding, 24%. Of whatever you paid out. So if you paid it all out and you didn't do the 1099, now the IRS is coming after you for the 24%.
Wow. Right?
So these are the things that used to be overlooked a lot because the IRS didn't have the backup in the people to look at everybody's stuff. But now it's all electronic. So, for instance, if you get a 1099, and there's 20-some different varieties of 1099s, and so they're tracking all your income. If you...
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Why do we need 20 different types of 1099s?
Because every type has a different tax. So, for instance, we talk about 1099s miscellaneous. That changed in 2020, right? Now we have a 1099 NEC, non-employee compensation. The reason why they changed it is because non-employee compensation is also has to pay self-employment tax. If you mixed it up with the miscellaneous, they had to differentiate. They just took out that whole section and created their own 1099. So now when you get a 1099 NEC, they know, hey, you're supposed to pay self-employment tax, and now they can match electronically.
And here's the important thing, and why Steve, I get texts, why is Steven on a home show? Listen here, you're going to start getting bombed with tax forms over the next what, 36 days? By all of them have to come out.
Most have to go by January 1st.
January 31st, right? So you're going to start getting stuff in the mail, and you're going to look at something, and it's going to have $150 or $250. You're going to be like, oh, this is garbage, and you're going to shred it, okay? And that's not the right thing to do, because that shredding of that document that you think is just, you know, just crap.
So much, yeah.
You need to create a file.
Oh, yeah.
You need to create a manila folder to what, if you get something that says 1098, 1099, it's not garbage. You need to put it in there.
If it looks like tax docs, save it.
You need to put it or scan it and put it in a file and send it to your tax preparer.
Absolutely.
And let him or her know these are everything, these are all of the documents that you received. You have no idea why you're getting them or where they came from. But I want you to know that I received this in the mail. It looks official. It's got my Social Security number on it. I think you should take a look at it for my taxes. Because if you don't and you blow it off, here comes the freight train.
The CP2000. Okay, that's a form that the IRS will send you. And that CP2000 says, this is what you said on your tax return. And this is what we found. You didn't report this 1099. And so this is how much tax you're going to owe. And they say, well, they're not really raising your taxes unless you tell them otherwise. Right now, it's not like a crime where you're innocent until proven guilty. You're guilty until you prove yourself innocent. And I see this all the time where people get something from the ISA and say, well, this is obviously wrong. And so it's so obvious that everybody can see it. Well, they won't see it. I do all of this stuff like I'm going to court, right? So you have to present evidence, and you have to show them the documents, and you have to do the work for them. They're not going to do the investigation to determine that you don't owe. They said you owe until you prove otherwise.
So navigating, our listeners listening to this, obviously they could tell you're highly passionate, right? Okay, just a little bit. How do they help defend themselves? How do they help support them? Like, what do they do?
Well, and again, this is what's going on in this whole, if you're running a business, you have to have someone that you can turn to all the time. Not just your tax preparer, like this H&R Block sometimes, some other company that rhymes with H&R Block. They're there sometimes just in the season.
Can I guess? Would that be H&R Block?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
But a lot of them are only there for the season, right? They close in April after April 15th.
Yeah, sure.
What happens and so when you get something, you call them. It's like, oh no, you wait till next April to get a question.
Okay.
So if you're in business for yourself, you need someone that you can call and say, hey, what is this form? How do I address this issue? And then maybe some of the so we came up with a membership program. Okay, so if you go to fightbacknow.com, first I'd say if you own a business, you should be on my email free email newsletter list. Every day we send out some things, sometimes about taxes, sometimes about, you know, different aspects of running your own business.
Life, money, all stuff. Yeah.
And so you should go to fightbacknow.com, sign up for the email. And on the top there we have for $1 for the first month, you can get in for $1. You can quit anytime you want, but we have a membership group. It's $47 a month, and I make myself available so you can ask me questions. If you get a form, you can send me the form, and I'll look at it, and I'll tell you what it is.
Nice.
And we have other benefits as a member also. But that's the big one, is that you have someone that you can turn to and say, hey, what is this? What should I do? Don't ignore it. And that's a big thing.
I just signed up. Okay. I just registered.
And that's what everybody, if you own a business, that's what you should do.
Well, Dave said everyone owns a business. We all have a P&L, right? So
that's
even
true.
Your household is a business.
You know, I wish if we have more time, maybe later in the show, we'll talk about the beneficial ownership interest report that you and
I
were talking about.
Can't wait.
That we talked about.
We'll make it sexy, I promise, to our listeners.
Actually, your car is downstairs to pick you up. If our listeners want to reach out to you and sign up for the newsletter, I just signed up.
Go to fightbacknow.com. You'll find it there. Or if you have a question, call me, 312-664-6649.